Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Bob, it's good to have you back. We sure enjoyed learning about your dad on the last podcast and what he taught you. And you never forget our fathers. It's like you had a great role model, and I can certainly see his positive attitude in you. So tell us today, before we begin, another thing you're thankful for, maybe in your work or what's going on with that.
Well, I'm thankful in my work that I'm able to encourage others and show them a fun time, show them encouragement with a positive view, because I think we need to remind people that there's hope, that there's opportunity, but we're the creator of that. God gives us the ability. We just need to take that ability and move forward with it. Take those actions, try those different things, and achieve those positive results we want. So that's what I'm thankful for, is that ability to help people to see that, help people to see the opportunities, help people to see that hope in their life.
It's amazing you get to do that every day of your life too. So tell us about that other, I know so many people have influenced your life, the things you've been through, but as I've tried to pull one other person out of you that you want to tell us about, and I think you said her name was Miss Ross. Is that
yes.
Right?
Yes,
tell us
sir.
About Miss Ross.
She was my sixth grade teacher. And a great teacher. What she helped me to do was, I can still hear her say this today, is you need to slow down. And as a, you know, boy in the sixth grade, back in the early 80s, we were outside all the time, always playing, always running, had a lot of energy. Today they may even say I was ADD, I don't know. We were just boys. We didn't have video games. We were playing, we'd do things. There was a book report that she asked us to do. I don't remember what it was about, but it was a book report we had to do. And I turned it in. And when she gave it back to me, she brought me over and said, you know what? There's that point. You need to slow down. You can get more out of this book. You can tell us more about this book. You can give us more detail. You can tell us more about the story and about the characters. And what I had done was I probably did it the night before, a couple nights before. I hurried up and didn't take the time I needed to get it done. And she said, you can do better than this. And so that idea that knowing that she saw better in me helped me to improve what I was doing, improve how I looked at things, and improve what I put out. And the next report I did, I got an A+ on because I had more detail. I had better drawings. I put in the effort for it. And wow. She understood that, and she saw that different. And so that was one of the things that she brought out in me, is that idea to slow down and share your knowledge fully with whoever you're writing to.
Sure. Great advice. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So some people can give you a coaching, or like she did, or and you don't accept it, but there's some people have a knack for that. Do you feel like she had a knack for that? And how did she approach you so you were able to hear it as a sixth grader? Do you remember anything about that?
Well, she tied me to a pole. No. No, she, it was nice because, yeah, it wasn't in front of the whole class embarrassing or anything like that. It was a point of, she took me to the side and she directed it right to me. So it was a one-on-one type conversation. It was a conversation that she knew I had the ability, and she helped me to see that ability. And I think that was a great asset and a great teacher that does that. And there's a lot of great teachers in this world that can do that, to show the greatness people have within them. And she was able to do that with me. She helped to bring that out so that I could write better. And to this day, when I write things, I try to slow down a little bit. I try to think of what can I help others understand out of this? What can I help people to learn from this? As well as gives me a chance to spell check my own work.
So Ms. Ross is looking over your shoulder when you're writing your books, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting because a lot of times I've heard people say, I write like I talk. And I can kind of get that because it's just to the point, but I want to get that information out so I don't give a lot of fluff. It's right to the point. Here's the information. Here's the encouragement. Here's the story, but not a whole lot of fluff around it. I can just hear her saying, you know, that piece of give people that information, give them the details. And that's what I try to do is give more of those details, give that information in a way that people can pick up on it fairly easy. Can't hit everybody, but, you know, I try my best to help cover the whole scenario with people to help them understand.
And I've read some of your stuff, and it is like it's a conversation, you're telling stories, and it's really, really easy to read. And I know the listeners will probably pick some of your books up, but tell me about how this, so that's kind of how Ms. Ross approached, affects your work. What about your boys? How's she affect how you work with them and help them
and
be a parent?
As, you know, my stepmom gave me the scenario, you know, that every mother gives their kids. I hope you get one next just like you, and I've got three. So their energy, you know, they had energy. They're always running, you know, going different which ways with the way society is today. And it helped me to slow down and be able to explain certain things, because a lot of times you want to get right there and you want to yell, and you got to stop and you got to listen and you got to reframe yourself so that you can say it in a way they'll understand that won't hurt, but gets the message across. So that helped me a lot of times too in coaching, because I would coach the boys in their sport, different sports they would do, baseball particularly. There was many rides home that were pretty quiet, but you had to just not talk about it, take a minute, let them get over whatever they needed to get over. And at the same time, give them some nice encouraging pointers without being overbearing.
It sounds like she really had a knack for that. And if you model it with your sons, kind of pull them aside and give them a chance. So a guy with as much energy as you have a technique or something that you do that helps you slow down and take that time to do that?
Part of what I do is not only my daily routine is, one thing is be thankful first thing in the morning. And I appreciate you being, you know, mentioning that, be thankful at the beginning of the podcast. That's a great thing to start your day with. But I also, I do exercise. I've got to have the oxygen going through my blood. I've got to get the mind going. So I'll do 55 push-ups first thing in the morning. I'll do some during the day too. And I'll end my day with the same 55 push-ups. Just so I have that going through, that oxygenation going through my head, going through my brain. It helps me to calm down a little bit. I'll do some morning prayers and devotionals as well. I take that quiet time early in the morning because I get up at 4:30. I get up before anybody else in the house. The house is nice and quiet. Unless the dog gets up with me, you know, all bets are off. But that quiet time is important to set your day and start your day in a way that gets it on a great footing.
Yeah. All that goes well ends well. But I think you're saying that everything that begins well ends well. So you're really saying, so when you need to slow down, you just do 55 push-ups, basically.
There you go. Do some exercise, run around the block.
That's probably not a tip our viewers will take with. I know, I think I did 55 push-ups last year. So
yeah. You can start with two, and that's okay. You know, it helps to do some type of, you know, exercise, because we do sit a lot in our society. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I ride my bike and things when I break the day up and all that. So good. You start your day with some quiet time, but you get the physical exercise and you're conscious. So how, anything else you do with your boys that you've learned as a parent that's helped them based on some of the things that Ms. Ross displayed to you?
I take back that slowing down a little bit. Boys, you know, they want to go fast. We want to just, you know, it's that speed thing. They got to get it done quick. Sometimes you just need to slow down. I got to remind my oldest of this a lot. Sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit to make sure it's done a little bit better than what most people will expect. Take the time, do it right, do it nice. It'll last longer. People will appreciate it much more.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's come across pretty well.
Sure. And I work with a lot of executives. I know you do too. And that ability to run and then stop and focus is kind of the key to success, especially these days. But to be able to kind of get on point and stop and focus on what's important. Well, Bob, thanks for telling us about Miss Ross and the lessons she taught you as a sixth grader that still impacts you and your family and your work today. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. How can folks get in touch with you if they'd like to, you to speak or help them with something? How could they get a hold of you?
Well, Michael, they can get a hold of me through my website, www.bobbrumspeaks.com. I'm on all the social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. So you can reach me throughout there. I post, I've got a daily motivational podcast that goes out as well as my weekly interviews that you're part of. So those will be coming in. Those are coming out on a weekly basis of the interviews. So I'm there on YouTube as well.
And we'll have all that information on the show notes. So you guys can pick that up and get in touch with Bob. He's the kind of guy you want to hang around with. You feel better after you're had some time with Bob. So Bob, thanks so much for being here, and we'll hope to be in touch in the future.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.